From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, the Justice Department announced changes in the rules for prosecutors of white-collar crime. Business groups have been pushing hard for these changes. Now that the guidelines are out, corporations are complaining they don't go far enough. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Business groups are not the only ones who've been awaiting this change. The American Bar Association, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the ACLU, and powerful senators from both parties objected to the Justice Department's old rules on corporate prosecutions. That policy let prosecutors punish companies that did not waive their constitutional right to hold on to documents protected by attorney-client privilege. Despite all the outside pressure, Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty told the Senate Judiciary Committee as recently as last September that it would be wrong to change the policy.
The easiest thing for me to do today would be to come here and say, we're just going to go ahead and change this policy and make everybody happy. But I wouldn't be doing the right thing as I sit here and I think it through as well as I possibly can as a public servant.
No, I'm still doing the right thing, and by that I meant to change the policy where we could not seek waivers.
That was McNulty speaking by phone today from New York, where he announced the new policy.
It seems to me that any fair-minded person looking at these changes would see that we have made it more difficult to get attorney-client communications. We have also made a way possible and will continue to go after facts so that we can hold individuals accountable.
The biggest change says prosecutors have to get permission from McNulty himself, the second in command at the Justice Department, before they make companies hand over documents covered by attorney-client privilege. Susan Hackett is senior vice president of the Association of Corporate Counsel.
This protection, this procedure by which formal requests must be taken up the ladder, will not address the majority of privilege waiver realities, which happen when, during the negotiation process, a company is told, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
She thinks companies are so terrified of indictments that these new hurdles won't be enough to change what she calls a culture of waiver. Hackett's group prefers a legislative fix that Republican Senator Arlen Specter proposed last week. That bill would prohibit prosecutors from seeking waivers from companies under any circumstances. Peter Henning teaches white-collar crime at Wayne State University Law School.
The question is whether Senator Specter's legislation may go too far in not permitting any request for privileged information or protected information. And so it's trying to strike a balance. The question is whether the Department of Justice can make up for the ground that it lost.
The answer to that question is partly up to Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the incoming chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He released a statement today that welcomed the new guidelines, but said, quote, I remain concerned that depending on how the new policies are implemented, prosecutors may still be able to inappropriately consider a corporation's waiver of this important privilege. For instance, the guidelines say prosecutors cannot punish a company for refusing to cooperate, but they can reward companies that waive their attorney-client privilege. A senior Justice Department official speaking on background explained that rule, saying it would be strange for a corporation to provide sensitive information and not want that to be in the balance when prosecutors are deciding whether to charge the company. These new rules also say prosecutors cannot punish companies just for paying employees legal fees. Business groups say that's a clear victory for them. Federal prosecutors gathered in New York today to get trained in the new guidelines. The Justice Department hopes this is a long-term fix and that Congress does not push the pendulum further toward the other extreme. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.